Welcome back to the pregame show. First pitch set for 7:05 here tonight in Game 3 between the Rocks and the Boulders. I'm here with the victor of last night's affair, Freddy Flores. Freddy, first and foremost, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Well, we watched you last night. It was a pretty impressive performance. You took a no-hitter into the seventh, a complete game shutout, three-hitter in the win. Tell us how it felt from your perspective out on the mound.
Well, early on, I felt like I had good stuff and probably good command of all four of my pitches. So once I got through the first nine hitters, I kind of felt like there was something a little special going on last night. And, I thought our defense made some excellent plays behind me. So it made it a little bit easier for me to get in rhythm.
You had come off a couple of outings that probably weren't your sharpest this season. Were there some things you were trying to do differently or make adjustments to come out and pitch that way in the game last night?
Yeah, I think the frustrating part is I know, the last couple of times out, it really amounts to like making three or four bad pitches, and it's really too bad because it kind of overshadows, the outing. But, that's part of the game, and sometimes things, kind of go in your favor and sometimes they go against you. So, really last night all I was trying to do was just, one, relax and not try to do too much.
Mike Smith had a lot of success in game one of the series against the Boulders lineup. You guys are both right-handed, obviously a bit different style of pitcher. But did you guys discuss some things after he was able to have so much success in the opener?
Yeah, right before the start, we went over each and every hitter, and the thing is he does a great job, being our pitching coach and stuff like that. So, obviously, the night before I had pitched, he threw a gem, so, following him, all I was trying to do is just kind of follow in his footsteps. So, I was just glad that things kind of fell into place.
Josh Rogel here with Freddy Flores, who pitched the best game of a Rock starter this season for sure. Freddy, how does that compare to other games you've pitched throughout your long career?
On the pitching mound, it's only been 3 years, but, by far that was probably the highlight. I mean, it's special when nights like that happen, and, it actually takes a day for everything to kind of set in, because last night it was all kind of hazy a little bit, but, I'll take it with a grain of salt, and, the fact of the matter is hopefully it gets me pointing in the right direction, and I'm still looking long-term-wise. This is the last month of the season, and I want to be throwing my best right now.
You mentioned you've only been pitching for the past 3 years, but your illustrious career in baseball started back in the late 90s, and then you were on hiatus from about 2000 to 2008. For the folks at home who might not be aware, tell us, I guess, in brief, your story of how you started out, what you were doing from 2000 to 2008, and then what made you want to get back into baseball and reinvent yourself as a pitcher.
Well, at 24 years old, I was offered a unique situation. That was to run my own program at Division II level. I just started to go in a different direction, wanted to have a professionalism, and basically I took up coaching. So I did that for 8 years. But during those 8 years, I lost my father 5 years ago, and that was the last conversation we basically had. He said, I've done great things with my coaching, but just felt like I kind of put baseball aside. So after losing him, it was just kind of my motivation to get back in. I worked hard to get myself back into shape. I went to as many tryouts as I possibly could, and Cecil Fielder's still a big part of my life, and he's probably the biggest reason I got back into baseball, him and Chris Carminucci. So all you're trying to do is get the door open. It was cracked a little bit, and I kind of forced my way through, and really all I'm doing now is just, one, counting my blessings, but two, just trying to take everything in, try to play as long as I can, but really enjoy the game.
Well, I've called you the ageless wonder a time or two on the air this year. What are some things that you have to do to be able to keep your body in playing condition throughout this 90-game season when you're getting close to 40 years old?
Joshua, the age thing doesn't really factor in. I've always been a fit person. Both my parents, growing up, they were always active and doing things, and my wife and I have kind of adapted that lifestyle. We try to stay fit in the off season, doing various things outdoors, and Yeah, that's part of it. But I think more than anything, it's more the mental side of it. You've got to kind of put that thing, age aside. But like my wife says, I got to embrace it. So I do. But, when it all comes down to it, it's still about playing baseball and, trying to do your best out there.
Josh Rogle here with Freddie Flores, who threw a gem in last night's affair. The first pitch coming up in just a few minutes, scheduled for 7:05 here in Game 3. Freddie, one last question for you. You've been a bit of a journeyman in baseball. Also, I guess, originally from New Mexico, you spent the last 5 years in New Jersey. Now you're moving out to another new location, Kalispell, Montana. You seem to be pretty psyched about that with the great outdoors and big sky country. Tell us a little bit about that move and maybe what you have planned for after the season.
Well, it's going to be nice to actually be around my wife every day. That's probably been the biggest adjustment is not having her around. When we lived in New Jersey, at least I get to see her, maybe every 2-3 weeks. But, with her, taking a job out in Kalispell, Montana, she's kind of chasing her career a little bit, but that's what I have to look forward to. And obviously she's working with exotic animals, so she has baby cougars that she's raising and also an 8-month-old black bear. So those are things I'm kind of looking forward to, because I know that I'll be able to interact with those animals as well. And I don't really know what the next journey is going to provide for me up in Montana, but it's outdoors. I like being up in the mountains, beautiful country, and I'll figure it out. But that's part of the fun. Is not really knowing what's kind of lies ahead of me after the season, but I'll take it in stride. I really will.
Well, Freddie, it was certainly a whole lot of fun for us to watch you out on the mound last night. Thanks for taking a few minutes to joining us, and good luck out there in your next start next week.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, that was Freddie Flores. We'll take a break. When we come back, starting lineups, first pitching call of the game right here on AM 1460 WXBR.